peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text, two verses from the gospel that was just read, verses 4 and 5, John 1. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, there once was a philosopher who lived in a rather turbulent society. Uneasiness, unrest, and general discomfort prevailed in his world, as it does in ours. This philosopher wanted peace of mind as the highest good in life, and so he sought to achieve this peace of mind by eliminating all idle and unnecessary pleasures, and above all, by eliminating worry. For him, the two chief worries in life were the fear of death and the fear of divine intervention in the natural processes of life. In short, he wanted to dispose of society, of God, and of the fear of dying. He disposed of society by not depending upon society for anything, good or bad, depending only upon himself. He then tried to dispose of God or gods by fabricating a theory that gods, like everything else, came into being by the accidental collision in empty space of falling atoms, and that these accidentally created gods lived apart from this world, completely unmindful of and uncaring for the affairs of this world. For all practical purposes, his gods did not exist. He no longer had to fear gods who were indifferent to him and his world. So he thought that he had disposed of society and of God. Now, how did he propose to dispose of death? That's a tough one. After death, he said, your mind atoms no longer collide. Remember, all creation came about, in his viewpoint, from the fact that atoms collide and therefore made whatever it was they made. But he says, after death, your mind atoms no longer collide, they disperse. There is no more you, just atoms. Now, most people fear the process of dying, of leaving the things of this life, the things they have learned to love. This philosopher maintained that you should not worry that you will miss anything after you die. You won't be there to miss it. You won't be anywhere, nothing to fear. Now, this has not proved to be a very popular philosophy. This, however, is just one of the many stupid philosophies of the realm of darkness, inspired by darkness and promoted by darkness. The realm of darkness is at times very imaginative, at times very ingenious, and always very, very dark. Well has Scripture said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And again, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, our gospel for today talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word who was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. the one who proclaimed himself to be the light of the world, and the one of whom the Father in heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, listen to him." Truly, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Lost mankind, which includes all of us, subject to the realm of darkness, have been given a savior from sin, a savior from hell and from the darkness of death. And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. As our text says, in him is life, and the life is the light of men. And our text also tells us that though the light shines in darkness, the realm of darkness does not appropriate that light, does not accept it. Deliverance is rejected. And they who reject are without excuse, for the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The light does shine. The gospel is preached, and it is the power of God unto salvation. But we don't like to see people not willing to accept that light which alone can lead them on the path to heaven, to eternal life. We don't like to see people stumbling around in spiritual darkness. What can we do about people who are stumbling around in spiritual darkness? How can we be of service to God and to them? Well, we know that God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He has brought us to faith through the call of the gospel. And we know, moreover, that Christ died for all, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And we also know, and we must never forget, that God has committed unto us that word of reconciliation, that power of God unto salvation. So what can we do about people who are stumbling around in spiritual darkness? We can preach the word of reconciliation. We can point to that light. We can shine that light. We can point to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Will we be able to cause the darkness to comprehend that light, to accept that light? No. That is in God's hands. Will we be able to work the miracle of faith in men's hearts? No. That is God's work through the call of the gospel. We are to sow the seed. The seed of that precious word to which the Holy Spirit works faith, the word of reconciliation. And he gives the increase. Our commitment is to go into all the world to preach that word of reconciliation, to point to that light, to shine that light, to point to that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is our commitment. And pray God that we fulfill our commitment. In Jesus' name, amen.